أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم. إلا الكتاب, Chapter 3, Podcast Episode 2. This podcast covers pages 43 to 50. Today we're talking about Dama'ir al-Milkiya, possessive pronouns. And this is on page 43. They give you a couple of great charts here to help you memorize these and learn these. And for the present, as they mention, you're only expected to recognize these endings without worrying about the differences, because sometimes you hear them pronounced in different ways. So if you look at the chart, for example, at the bottom of 43, you'll see Anna, Baiti, and then Beituka, Beituki below that. And sometimes you'll hear just Beitak or Beitika or something like that. Don't worry about that now. Just recognize these variants. All right, let's look at Tamrin Saba. For each sentence, show whose, as in the example. So the example is Isam plus Anna. All right, so Mary is the name there, so you want to say Ismi Mary. Or I would say Ismi Ustaz J. Let's look at number two. Hal ta'amil plus walida plus enti doktora. Remember hal is that yes-no thing. So, hal ta'amil walida enti doktora. So how do we need to make that work? Walida, ma'ana walida, what does that mean? Mother, right? So, your mother. How are we going to make it for your mother? And NT. And now, let's look at number four. We have the noun sura, plus the pronoun huwa, and then jamila. So, we want to say, what? His picture is beautiful. How nice. Okay, what if we said sura plus enta. Your picture is beautiful. Suratak jamila. And just for fun, what if we threw in the noun sayara in this example as well? Sayaratuka jamila. How about sayarati? Anna, sayarati jamila? Insha'Allah. And looking at number five, bait plus nahnu. Fi hadhihi al-mintaqa. What could a question for that be? Let's think about that. Okay, how about Aina Beitukum? And what is Aina Beitukum? Where is your house? And that your is like the y'all. Where's y'all's house? Entum. Aina Beitukum. And then an answer will be like you find for number five. Blank blank.
Fi hadhihi al-mintaqa.
What if we wanted to say my house is fi hadhihi al-mintaqa?
Baiti.
About your house, Beituka, or Beituki, but Beit plus Nahnu, you do that one. And we're on to Tamrin Thamania, Drill 8.
Dama'ir al-Milkiya.
The possessive pronouns. Okay, they give you an example here, and they want you to complete the following using the appropriate pronouns, such as hiya, or the suffix pronoun, right? The possessive pronoun, her, whom, huwa, etc. Okay, remember to write the temarbuta as a ta where necessary. Let's look at the example. Maha taliba fi jama'at New York wa hiya
tadrus al-adab al-inglizi.
Okay, so the blank there was and she, right, studies. So let's look at the text now. Maha taskun fi madinat New York wa blank taliba fi jama'at New York. What do you think that one's talking about? I think you got that. But let's kick this up a notch. What if we were to say another person other than Maha? What if we were going to say Khalid? Would it be Khalid taskun? Nope. Remember those verb beginnings. We haven't formally gone over those yet, but they're coming soon. Remember for huwa, what's the beginning of the verbs for that? Yeah, right? So Khalid, if we wanted to say, Khalid yaskun fi madinat New York, wa huwa talib fi jamat New York. And the next sentence is Walid blank Misri. So whose father are we talking about? We're talking about Maha's father. So using the appropriate suffix pronoun ending, her father. And now let's look at Tamrin Tisa, drill 9, lost and found. So this is something you might do in class. If you don't, you can do it at home. Okay, so put some objects in the center of the room and take turns asking questions to people to see if these things belong to them. So the example they give you is, Hal hadha kitabuka? Is that your book? Or Hal hadha daftaruka? Okay, how could you answer that? Well, we know na'am, yes, and la, for no. But how could you make a full sentence like, no, that's not my book? Well, we're going to go over that in a couple chapters. But as a coming attraction, the real Fusha way to say that, the modern standard Arabic, is laysa. So if somebody asks you, Hal hadha kitabuka? You might respond, La hadha laysa kitabi. That's not my book. Or something that's even easier than laysa is just to use the Egyptian mish. And some other countries also use the mish. Some say mush. Whatever. So you could say, La hadha mish kitabi. And that works for now. Alright, Tamrin Ashra, drill 10. Let's look at the right-hand column. This is a list of... Well, actually, I shouldn't tell you. But I'm going to say two of them, and you tell me which one is an idafa and which one is not. I'm going to say the fourth one down on the right-hand side, and then the sixth. So the fourth one, Al-Jamhuriya al-Tunisiya. And then two more down from that, the sixth one down from the top, Jamhuriyat Djibouti. One of those is an idafa. Which one, and why? For a hint, remember that the Tamarbuta is pronounced in an idafa, if it's not the final word. This principle continues in Tamrin Ahad Ashar. For example, number 2, I'm going to read it incorrectly, and you think to yourself why it's incorrect. Walida maha mashghula daiman. So what's wrong with that? Okay, moving on to Tamrin Ithna Ashar, drill 12. This is a reading activity, and at the beginning of this activity, they give you some new vocabulary words to learn. The only thing I want to mention about these is that you might recognize the roots of these words, and roots of words play a very important role in learning Arabic. And we'll get to more about that in a few chapters. But just as an example, let's look at the way you say sociology. علم الاجتماع. So the science of al-ijtima'. Do you know any other words that have letters similar to that in them, like with the jim and the mim and the ayn? How about Friday? Maybe you know how to say that. Yom al-jum'ah. Okay, how about the way you say university? Jama'ah. Okay, so these are all have something to do with socio things. The society, a place of gathering, the university, a day of gathering, Friday. And how about the one right above that? Ilm al-insan. Ilm al-insan. The science of a person or of people. We might know how to say people, which is nas. So ilm al-nas or ilm al-insan. Anthropology. All right, moving on to Tamrin. Thalathat Ashar. Drill 13. The only thing I want to mention in here is in the second sentence, the words written in Arabic. At-tulab al-arab. Al-arab is the plural adjective form to say Arab. Al-arab. This particular word is an example of a broken plural. If you say just a singular, you say Arabi or Arabiya, depending on the gender. Instead of if we said American students, at-tulab al-amrikiyun. But here we're saying at-tulab al-arab. All right, the last thing we're going to do is Tamrin Sittat Ashar, drill 16. Let's look at number 2. What might you find?
في البيت.
If I were to do this one, I'd say something like
في البيت.
والد ووالدة وابن وبنت وكمبيوتر وطاولة وتلفزيون وتليفون etc. Now you do the rest. Enjoy.
I would like to make a little disclaimer at the end of this podcast. You heard me say the word house in Arabic a couple different ways. A couple times I said it as bite, and a couple times I just said bait. The modern standard Arabic, fusha, way to say it is bite. It's a diphthong. But most people just say it as bait, even when they're speaking fusha. So ask your teacher how they want you to say it, but I'm mostly going to say bait. You might hear me go back and forth, but probably most of the time, just naturally, I will say bait, even in speaking modern standard Arabic, instead of bite, which sounds really fusha-y.
This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.